This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And he's going to be a good additive. I would hazard a guess he'll be a third line center next year for the Bees. NBA awards are tonight out in L.A. Paul George and Gia Anto are up for MVP before Rookie of the Year, Sixth Man, and Coach of the Year. Will Kawhi Leonard re-sign with the Raptors? That is all the news in the NBA right now. I got to believe he's going to take a max contract somewhere else. But we'll... it's a wait and see. World Cup women's soccer from Reims, France, U.S., Spain in the knockout round action today. I think that is at about noon. And the U.S. Saudis are looking for a repeat, taking home all the marbles. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
Oh, all right. It is 7:01. And where's Stanley Stizgrimy with today's poll question? I believe that today's, speaking of the Red Sox as LB was, today's poll question involves your Boston Red Sox, and our vice president of social medias is here this morning, Donut Lassie, Stanley Stizgrimy. Yo!
Good morning, guys.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was very well.
Very well?
Yeah,
your weekend
well.
Was very well.
This week will not be over fast enough. I'm telling you.
When is it going to end?
I can't speak today. I don't know what it is. Mercury in retrograde is coming up soon. We're all
effed. What are you, a perfectionist?
Well, I mean, I'm going to put out a quality program.
You know, perfectionists... their world loses every day. You know why? Because nothing is perfect.
Yes.
Can you just not live your life and enjoy? I mean, you have the greatest job on the planet.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it.
4 hours.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it.
You don't even
like to
work.
Do it well.
It's not even called work.
It is at this very moment.
God.
A little bit.
Stiz, great job.
Thanks, LB.
Yes.
I will say it's kind of hard to have a bad weekend when you have a Friday like we had.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Did I enjoy myself?
You were frolicking all around Ernie's estate all Friday afternoon, enjoying the food and the fun and frivolity after post-bikini contest.
I may or may not have stolen some hand towels that say EBJ on them.
Really? Yes. Really?
You're going to go change your name legally now?
Yes. Yes. Oh my God!
What?
Just to live like that?
What?
Just
it's no
could
different.
You live it? Could you live in his garage?
I could live in his bathroom.
It's no different than how you live, Ernie. Ernie doesn't live. Ernie doesn't live any differently.
I don't have a NASA-like control panel just for my toilet.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So you open the door in his toilet seat, it's like
that scared me.
Great.
That was frightening.
It's so great.
You know what was great was at the moment after the pageant when Ernie was giving us a little tour of the grounds, and at one point Stan picked up a guitar and proceeded to serenade Natalie the Optometrist.
Whoa.
You trying to make me jealous, bro?
Oh my God. Listen. Let me ask you guys in the audience, which one do you think is true? Do you think that I was in a dark corner trying to serenade Natalie with Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones? Uh-huh. Or that I really like the guitar?
Both.
Did it work?
About C.
Did it work for you, Stanley?
No, absolutely.
Ew,
no, it didn't? She still won't go out with you? No.
Yeah. She's a pretty smart girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're very talented.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
All right, what is your poll question today?
So the poll question this morning was it hypocritical for Dennis Eckersley to call Marcus Stroman's in-game celebration tired? This is a big story right now
in the
city.
So what is the issue is that he was celebrating, and not only were fans upset about it, but so was Eck. Is that the issue?
Yes, yes. Marcus Stroman was on fire.
Yeah.
Had a great game.
Well, who isn't on fire when facing the Boston Red Sox?
Hey, just yesterday. They were playing the Bad News Bears yesterday.
So the issue is the celebration is that, what did Eck call it? Tired?
Called it tired.
I think we have some audio from Dennis Eckersley.
But when you're turning around to the opposing dugout,
that's tired.
No. That's tired.
Oh, no. I think baseball needs something like that.
I agree. I don't mind it when people do that. You know what I hated was when Manny would just kind of trot down first base and not show any kind of energy or passion or anything like that.
He trotted everywhere.
I know.
He'd stand there with the bat on his friggin' shoulder.
But at least this guy's got some emotion. He's got some passion.
Yeah. I
agree, Greg. We need more of that in baseball.
I don't mind it, but how does the audience feel?
First of all, Marcus Stroman wasn't too impressed. He took to Twitter yesterday. He said that Eckersley's comments are always trash proceeded to call him a clown.
Oh, okay, a clown.
Yeah. Now, Eckersley back in the day with the Oakland A's had similar celebrations, would do similar things the way Eckersley was doing.
Right.
Yeah. And so
he was a show off.
Yeah, exactly.
If he mowed you down, he'd let you know. Mm-hmm.
The way Stroman was doing.
Yeah.
I apologize. Yes.
All right.
So that's what we asked. Was it hypocritical for Eckersley's to call Marcus Stroman's in-game celebration tired? And right now, this is a close one. Only 53% of our Twitter audience do think it was hypocritical.
53% do feel like it's hypocritical for Eckersley to say something. All right.
But 47% saying no. They think it's fair game.
I don't mind the celebrate. Listen, if you have something to celebrate about,
right,
that's the issue, not the celebration that happens afterwards.
Right.
It's the fact that you're able to celebrate like that.
He deserves to celebrate.
All right. Stanley's poll is up. That's on our Twitter feed at WAAF. Is it going to be on Instagram?
Already on Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
At WAAF Boston. We'll get it up on Facebook right now, Hill Doug.
All right. Stanley Stizgrimy.
Thank you
very much. Coming up, we're going to give you the chance to win a foursome for this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's happening on Wednesday and Thursday of this week at the new casino, the new MGM Casino in Springfield. There are two new casinos here in our state. But we're traveling out to the 413 for the event on Wednesday and Thursday. It is presented by Echo Store and Sparkling Ice. And thanks to the amazing people at East Coast Metal Roofing, we are able to give you a foursome so you and three of your guests can attend and participate in the fun and festivities on Wednesday night and Thursday. So coming up, I'll give you the chance to win. I believe we're going to play a game involving obscure golf references.
Yes.
From film and television, et cetera. So that is coming up in just a little bit. We are also going to play your Hill Mill voicemail messages back at 8. So you can leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463. And then we'll play your messages back at 8 this morning. Hill Mill voicemail number is 617-779-5463.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So far this morning, you incredibly generous people have donated $2,645 for those affected by the horrible tragedy on Friday in New Hampshire. The Jarheads Motorcycle Club involved in an awful accident on their way to attend a charity event at the American Legion up in New Hampshire. This is a motorcycle club made up of veterans, mm-hmm. and just an awful accident. Seven of them lost their lives, others injured. And so the Greg Hill Foundation is raising money this morning for those affected, and we are matching your donations up to $10,000. And as in keeping with the mission of the foundation, we will get that those funds that you give to those families that were affected immediately so they can deal with what they unfortunately have to deal with now. So that accident, apparently, according to law enforcement, there was a pickup truck towing a trailer. And the driver crossed the yellow line and then tried to go back over into their lane. And the trailer began to fishtail and then collided with the motorcycle. So just an absolutely horrible, horrible thing that happened on Friday. And thank you so much to those of you who have given and those who will give. And you can go to thegreghillfoundation.org. to make your tax-deductible donation, and I'll keep you up to date all morning when it comes to donations, but give at thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org, and we will certainly match your donations up to $10,000. And I want to thank the City of Boston Credit Union for kicking off the donations with $500 this morning. I can't thank them enough. And I certainly want to thank our friends at Lair Realty for donating, and Tito's as well. So those of you who have given, again, sincere thanks for that. And thank you for spreading the word this morning, because those families that are involved are going to have to go through an awful lot over the next period of time here. So,
well, it's so sad, kid.
Oh, it's very sad.
You have a bunch of guys that went and put their lives on the line.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then something like this happens. Right. Awful.
Yeah. Right. It really is. All right. It is 7:20 and it's going to be sunny today. The temperature is going to get up to 78 for a high. Right now, it is 66 here in Brighton. In a moment, I'm giving you a heads up. I am going to give you the chance to win a foursome for the 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is happening on Wednesday and Thursday out at the MGM Casino and the Great Horse Country Club, which I believe is in Hamden, Massachusetts. Amazing country club.
Yes.
They have no idea what's in store for them out there, but I cannot thank them enough. I think we're the first tournament that they've ever allowed there, and probably the last.
Correct, yeah. Yeah.
But a true test.
It's a true test.
Who's that big fella running around with no shorts on?
So I'm going to give that foursome away. You can call now if you want, 617-764-9223, and I will give you the opportunity to, if you can identify the obscure golf reference, mm-hmm. then you will qualify to win mm-hmm. your own foursome, and that means you can bring three guests and join us for this year's 27th annual WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is presented by Echo Store. And I thank the great people at Echo Store for presenting our golf tournament every year. It's also brought to you by Sparkling Ice and East Coast Metal Roofing and the good people at E.L. Harvey & Sons. So
nice.
It's going to be a great event Wednesday and Thursday out at the casino and at Great Horse. And you could win the foursome if you are listening in a moment. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we will meet Monday's Mutt. That's Danielle's weekly Heart of Gold segment in which she gives you the opportunity to provide a home for a dog and get that dog out of the shelter. And today's dog is Harley, who is the cutest little shy little six-month-old lab terrier mix that I've ever seen. Yeah, she is tiny.
She's teeny tiny.
So I'm going to go Instagram live in about 10 minutes if you're interested, so that you can see what Harley looks like and whether or not Harley would fit into your home scenario situation.
Now, with Monday's Mutt coming in, I wanted to bring up the world's ugliest dog contest because we have a winner.
You know, I think this contest should be eliminated. Why are we shaming dogs?
I hear the dog was offended.
I think the dog is going to sue.
The dog that won is hilarious.
Oh, yeah, very funny looking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So Scamp the Tramp is the winner. This is Scamp's fourth competition. Last year, Scamp came in as the first runner-up, but this year is the winner. It's like, he looks like a small Yorkie mix. He doesn't have any body hair, but he's got hair on the top of his head that stands straight up. His owner likens it to Don King's hair. Uh-huh. And he beat out 19 other contestants for the title at the Sonoma Marin Fair in Petaluma, California. He was a former stray on the streets of Compton. He and his owner won $1,500 to take home, $1,500 to donate to a shelter, a trip to New York City, and an appearance on the Today Show.
That sounds like a bad rap tune. I'm a former stray on the streets of Compton.
Right?
Yes.
That's
right. I am going to, for those who are interested, I'm going to tweet a link on Scamp the Tramp. Well, I don't think Scamp is that ugly. I think Scamp is...
No, he's completely ugly, dude. He's got, like, nasty hair.
He's got dreadlocks.
Yeah, almost, he's, like, got no hair on his body, and then his face is, like, completely... it's not even, like, fur, you know?
Yeah.
It's wiry, nasty hair.
I know somebody who can wax that.
Oh, please don't. I get triggered when you bring that up.
Sorry.
When are we going in for the front? I thought you were going to go today.
Don't do it.
I don't think I can do the chest. That was too much pain on the back. Although it is starting to grow in a little, and I'm not feeling as much pain as I thought I was going to feel, or itching as I thought I was going to feel during the hair regrowing process.
Are you going to keep doing it?
I think I might. I don't know.
You grow it out.
I think I might.
It's less and less every time.
The pain is less and less every time.
No, the hair.
Oh, the hair is less and less every time.
It's finer, softer.
Yeah.
But the pain remains.
The pain remains.
All right. It is 7:24. And let's get to, you want to get to the game right now?
Okay.
Let's do that.
Okay.
By the way, just a quick heads up. Leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic, and we are going to play your messages back in about 35 minutes. So the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. And there are a lot of potential topics for Hillmail voicemail messages today. So leave one on any topic, and we'll play your messages back coming up at 8. But right now, I have a foursome available for you for this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. And that means that you could join us at the MGM Casino Wednesday evening for our kickoff dinner and some gambling. I mean, you know. Maybe a little blackjack or something.
You gotta pay the rent.
Yeah. And then Thursday morning, we head over to the golf course, which I mentioned earlier is called Great Horse. It is one of the hidden gems of our state, or maybe even the New England region. A beautiful golf course. I never even heard of it till I was out there, and it's amazing. So you get, you and your guests all get a room. You get all of your food and beverages. You get to play golf with a celebrity. We place the WAAF foursome winners with Lyndon Byers.
Tuck you in.
He provides an autographed 8x10 for each member of the foursome, no charge.
Yep.
Sometimes he goes to the wrong golf course location or maybe even the wrong state, but, I'm expecting that. LB, are you planning on coming? Are you taking this one off?
Okay. Of course. Listen, my whole deal is the, golf ball drop, the helicopter golf ball.
Oh,
drop.
Yeah. You love that.
I won it once.
Yes.
I had convinced myself that I won it twice,
no.
but I will no. win it. Again, this year.
You think you're gonna win this one?
I grab Danny's bank card. Grab a grand.
Shu and I took a bath on losing wagers to Scott showing up at the Bocchini pageant. So we need to really sit down and strategize about our LB at the golf tournament bet. I gotta make back some money.
Yeah. I mean, Scott from Weymouth, the fact that Scott from Weymouth showed up on Friday threw your bank accounts into a complete negative situation.
Paying off his debt, which I bet wouldn't happen
either.
Oh,
you didn't think he was going to pay me the 40 bucks?
That guy screwed me up big time.
Yeah, he paid the 40 bucks. Half of it was in ones.
I know.
Which is fine. It doesn't matter.
Sure, money's money.
It's legal. It's legal currency.
Yeah, tender.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a one in your pocket?
There it is.
I gave that money right to Johnny Egan, and I said, "Monkey, here you go.
Hey, monkey, here's a
tip. Here's a tip, monkey." You guys are going to bet on whether LB shows or not. I think.
Would I not show up at this? Like that's like.
Oh, there's a myriad of reasons. Seriously,
is it?
It's like, are you kidding me?
Showing no.
A charity golf tournament, free booze, free food, chicks.
Can I just check? Because I seriously don't remember. Did he show up last year?
No. No.
Well, you got history on our side.
No, that was because I had the bad hips.
Don't you still have bad something?
Okay.
Can I get some sort of respect on the hip thing? I had double replacement. My right hip's
been
replaced four times.
Yeah.
Gosh.
All right. Well, let's do this. Let's see who wants to try to win this foursome. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how we doing?
How you doing, Jim?
Oh, can't complain.
Would you be able to? You got to take at least Thursday off, and you're probably going to have to take Friday off too. Are you able to do that if you win?
I'll quit my job if I have to.
Okay.
All right. Attitude.
All right. This game is pretty simple. I'm going to describe a golf obscure reference from a film or from television, and you just have to identify what it is. All right. Are you ready?
Let's go.
And we have audio on these, so we can indeed play the audio also, right?
Sure, if he's having a hard time. Yeah.
Jim, in which film does the main character lose his car in a bet with the current champion that he could hit a ball farther with a 7-iron?
It's Tin Cup.
Let's go to the audio and see if you're correct.
I always like that car.
Yeah.
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 Nailed it. All right. You've qualified. Hang on.
Was that? That was Don Johnson, right?
Yeah.
And Kevin Costner.
Excellent film.
Yeah.
Great. Cup, excellent
great
film.
Movie. Yeah. Great movie.
Excellent golf related movie. And I told you I was going to make this easy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, Jeremy?
Not bad. How are you?
Excellent. Where are you from?
I'm from Draket.
Draket. By the way, LB, a texter says last year was the year that you were supposed to fight Hostile Mike.
Oh, right.
Mike, the listener, at the WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament.
That.
Jeremy.
I can't give anybody, come on.
Okay.
Well, no. So I'm gonna spank some 5'2", 220-pound fight. Ooh. I edited it. We're good. Anyway. Yeah.
Fun guy. He was saying a fun guy.
Like I would give a guy a shot.
Right.
Anyway. Been there, done that.
See, Jeremy, in what?
Help us, Jeremy.
Moving
on.
In what long-running television show did the boss of the main character challenge him to a round of golf after seeing him chip several balls in quick succession into a toilet at the nuclear power plant.
A running TV show that's on now. Would that be Captain Candelara?
What? What is that?
Where?
What is that?
The guy took a shot.
No, I give him that. But...
No. No. The answer, of course, is The Simpsons.
Yes.
Quit cogitating, Steinmetz, and use an open-faced club, the sandwich.
Open-faced club sandwich.
All right, this is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning to my four favorite radio personalities.
Hey. Oh, look at you. What's up? Right back Brian. At you, kid.
How you doing, Brian?
I had a great time hanging out with you at Ernie Box Friday.
Oh, wasn't it a great event?
It certainly was. And you know what? I hate to admit it, and the listeners will probably hate me, but Scott was actually a pretty cool guy.
Danielle said the same thing.
He was.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Danielle said that she, heading into it, she thought that Scott from Weymouth was the biggest douche in Massachusetts, and now she loves the guy. So that's what happens when you meet people in person. You know what I
mean?
They're
humanized.
Yeah. They
become, he's not just some voice coming out of a speaker.
Sure. Yes.
Sure.
Brian, in what film did a spy for His Majesty's Secret Service beat a supervillain at a round of golf after catching him cheating, only to be threatened at the end of the day by his deadly Korean bodyguard?
How about Austin Powers?
Close, I guess.
I would have gone there. That's what I was thinking.
If that's his original ball, I'm Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, that was Goldfinger.
Answer Goldfinger.
Yeah.
One of Shu's favorite films.
Oh, that's possibly the best Bond film ever.
You think so? That's the best one?
Better from Russia with Love, but I lean towards Goldfinger.
Mm. Yeah. This is Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Are you a golfer?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. And you would be able to take the day off Thursday and probably Friday if you win?
Yes.
And half a day on Wednesday?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right.
You stay in my room.
All right, Kathleen. In what film, Kathleen, does the groundskeeper at the club tell a story about caddying for the Dalai Lama and receiving total consciousness as a tip?
Gunga Lunga.
Caddyshack?
Oh, yes.
Yes, nice.
You have absolutely nailed that and qualified.
Gunga Galunga. Gunga, Gunga La Gunga.
This is Drew. Hello, Drew.
Hey, good morning, guys. What y'all doing?
Drew, how you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, man, that was pretty good. I spent it with my daughter in the pool yesterday.
Nice. Oh, that's great. By the way, that's line two that shall never be answered for the rest of the show, because that's the fourth time it's had that crackling noise. We got to get the engineering staff.
I'm not the only one hearing that.
You're all right. You're fine. Let's see. Here's your question. In what 2005 film does a very young caddy utter the classic words, "Read it, roll it, hole it"?
Roll it, hole it. Man, oh man. 2005. That's going to be... I'm just going to take a stab. Happy Gilmore was way before that. Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore. Okay, no. The answer is The Greatest Game Ever Played, which was based on a golf match that occurred here.
Right.
At the
way
country
back.
Club in Brookline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or as one is supposed to say, at the country club in Brookline. Mm. Hello, Matt.
Morning, guys.
How are you, Matt?
Awesome.
Where are you from, Matt?
Orange, out by MGM.
Okay. Matt, in what film does a member of a foursome feel the need to relieve themselves in a sand trap after eating pot brownies?
I want to go with... I got nothing.
Nothing on that?
Nothing. I got nothing.
Pretty good film. Hall Pass is where that happens.
I need to take a poo.
Yep. In the sand trap. Mm-hmm.
In the sand trap. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Where else would you go, though?
Oh, that's the first time I just remembered in my head what Coakley's name was without having to Google it for 20 minutes. Yes.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, morning crew?
What's going on, Mike?
Not much.
Where are you from?
Billerica.
All right. And no problem getting the day off?
Nope.
All right. Let's see. In what movie was the protagonist punched in the face by Bob Barker on a golf course?
That would be Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
One of Greg's favorites. He's a huge Adam Sandler fan.
Maybe the easiest question other than the Caddyshack one in the contest.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Yeah. I don't understand why people don't like Adam Sandler.
I love him.
Yeah, me too. But, you know, a lot of people don't like him.
Yeah, to each his own, big guy.
This is Neil. Hello, Neil.
Morning, Greg.
How are you, Neil?
I'm doing well.
Where are you from?
I'm from Uxbridge.
All right, Neil. I am giving away a foursome for this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's happening Wednesday and Thursday. And all you have to do is identify the obscure golf reference. This one I may play for you because it's kind of, this is probably the hardest one out of the whole thing. But in what film is there a musical montage set to The Boys Are Back in Town where the stars race golf carts, break clubs, and then participate in all sorts of debauchery on the golf course?
Are they going to play the thing?
I can, but it, I mean, it's all you're going to hear is The Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah, it's
a musical montage.
Yeah.
This is probably the toughest one of the bunch.
I saw
Tin Cup.
No.
No, it's not Tin Cup.
I actually saw this in the theaters.
You did?
Really?
Yeah, when it first came out. I don't remember that scene.
Go ahead and give the answer.
It's Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. With the incomparable Charlie Sheen.
A bunch of texters got it correctly.
Oh, right. Okay, good.
They got it right, by the way. All right, let's see. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Chris, yeah, let's do this, yo, man.
All right, let's do this. Let's do this, Chris.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Chris, in this comic tale of thwarted aspirations, two unemployed Hollywood actors whine about their families, their love lives, and their careers, all while seeming to be content with playing exquisitely bad golf.
Because I answered like six of the other ones. could you say it one more time? Could you give it to me one more time?
Yeah, this... is a film about a couple of guys, couple unemployed Hollywood actors who are constantly whining about their love lives, their careers, their families, but they seem to be happy with the fact that they are horrible golfers.
I have no idea.
No idea?
No idea.
Answer there is Swingers. That is the answer there. All right. Let's,
so money.
Let's see.
You don't even know it.
Looks like Jamie is up next. Hey, Jamie.
Yep, Jamie, yep.
Oh, Jamie, okay. let's see. Hold on a second. I'm trying to look through here. I got to get the answer for you here. In this particular obscure reference, you're going to hear the main character in the film who is experiencing a rough go at it when it comes to not only golf, but his current situation in life. Let's take a listen.
Listen, what am I paying my dues for? This is my golf course. If I want to play here, I will play here. You understand? If he gets hit with my Titleist, that's his problem.
Oh. You know what film that is, Jamie?
I do not.
What? I have to get an answer for that one. I can't just let that slide. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Greg.
You got an answer on that one?
I already qualified. No one put me through.
Oh, hold on a second. They're going to pick right up with you. Let's get Connor. Hello, Connor.
What up? Could you replay that again?
Yeah, I'll play it one more time for you.
Listen, what am I paying my f***ing dues for? This is my golf course. If I want to play here, I will play here. You understand? If he gets hit with my Titleist, that's his f***ing problem.
Any idea on that one, Connor?
Is that Caddyshack?
No, that is not Caddyshack. No,
there was never an angry scene in Caddyshack, dude.
Well, I mean, yeah, was there an angry scene in Caddyshack? Not really. There was no real anger.
Judge Smales.
I mean, yeah, Smales was not, he was not happy a lot.
And the bishop got upset when the bartender asked if he would have another Rob Roy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're right about that. The answer there is Falling Down with Michael Douglas.
One of my favorites.
Which is
just an uncomfortable, great movie.
Great film.
Oh, my gosh.
Mike Shue and his breakfast sandwich is messed up.
Yeah.
Well, what we'll do, we'll have Stanley Stizgrimy take all of those who answered the question correctly and put them into the hat, and we'll pick a winner out. Oh, look, Stiz is already here. Danielle, you want to do the honors?
Oh, yeah.
You can select the winner of the foursome at this year's WAAF Celebrity Golf Tournament and reveal right now whom that would be.
Mike.
Mike.
I dropped it.
All right. Let's give Mike a round of applause.
You're welcome, Mike. Oh.
Mike.
You're going to have a good time, kid.
All right. And we will be right back with Monday's Mutt. We have a Greg Hill Foundation beneficiary fundraiser going on this morning on Friday. Seven members of the Jarhead Motorcycle Club lost their lives in a tragic accident in New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. Just a horrible, horrible accident. And I want to thank those of you who have donated this morning. The foundation is matching your donations up to $10,000. By the end of the show this morning. And so far, you have donated $3,195, which is amazing. I want to thank all of you who've given so far at thegreghillfoundation.org. And those of you who will give for these families that have been affected by this, just a horrible accident. And our mission at the foundation is to be able to give this money to those who need it immediately. So we will get these funds to these families as soon as possible. I'm actually told that Manny, who is the president of that veteran motorcycle club, the Jarheads, has called the show this morning and wants to talk. So Manny, thanks for joining us, and I can't imagine what you guys are all going through, and sorry for your loss and how you guys are what you guys have to deal with.
Well, Greg, first thing I want to say is thank you for what you're doing. Words cannot even express what it means to us. We're a small group, very tight, as Marines always are. And
Manny, I know it's tough. You there? Did we maybe lose Manny?
Yeah, I think we may have lost.
All right.
Connection cut out, maybe.
I'm sure Manny,
call back,
Manny will call back, or Stiz can reach out. And do you have Manny's? Mm-hmm. You do have Manny's number. Okay. Stiz will see if he can get him back on the phone. That accident, for those who may have missed this story, it's been all over the place. That they were on their way, that club, on their way to attend an event at the American Legion, a charity event, and a driver who's driving a pickup truck with a trailer on the back crossed the yellow line and then tried to get back into their lane, and that trailer fishtailed, and that led to this horrible accident. So we are going to, we'll talk to Manny, find out what else, as soon as we can get Manny back on the phone, We'll talk to Manny and find out what else they need. But certainly, if you would like to give, you can give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And your donation is a tax-deductible donation. We are a registered 501c3 charitable foundation. I think Manny's back. Manny, we lost you.
Yeah, well, I'm here.
My question was going to be, with regard to the rest of the members of this club, what we can, what we can all do for you guys. What in addition to donating, what else do you need?
Well, honestly, at this time, I think we're just the immediate families are just trying to process and make arrangements. And, moving forward, we're going to try and do a celebration of life for all seven, just because of the logistics of the seven locations. And we kind of want to have a celebration for all from New Hampshire and Mass and Rhode Island to kind of celebrate these people's lives. They were some pretty outstanding people. And we just want to thank you all for your support, really, and continued support, hopefully. And you guys have all been amazing. Everybody, the New Hampshire State Police, all the New Hampshire officials that were up there. Just, we want to thank everybody on behalf of the Jarheads and everybody involved. That you guys are unbelievable, and it really, this is what we need at this moment, is just the support and love from everybody that, even people we don't know. Thank you.
And I just mentioned it. You guys were all on your way to attend another charity event, correct?
Yes, Greg. That's what we do. We're just a group of Marines and Navy corpsmen that try to give back as much as you do, or as much as the next person does. And we were going to the Gorham American Legion for they were raising money for what they do in their community, and we were just going to go try and help and support both the cause and the American Legion at the same time, and it just didn't work out.
Well, we will certainly. I know the listeners here will continue to support, and that there's, as you guys go along, if there's anything at all that you need, just reach out. I'm going to put you back on hold so you can get the number from Stanley Stizgrimy, and then you can let us know whatever you need. You're a group of, LB mentioned this earlier, but you're a group of veterans. You're people who have served this country and been willing to put your life on the line. And I know that everybody listening wants to give back, not only for that reason, but because of the unthinkable that happened on Friday. So hang on, and anything at all that you need, reach back out, and we will see if we can get to 10 grand by the end of the show, and then match it, and we'll have $20,000 that we can give. All right?
Greg, you guys are amazing. Honestly, thank you, and thank everybody that has donated and is going to donate. And just thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. It is 7:59. I know Monday's Mutt is here, but what I might do is play back your Hillmail voicemail messages and then get to Monday's Mutt. And Monday's Mutt is a cute little six-month-old lab terrier mix who's named Harley.
Yes.
And Harley was a little nervous to come in the studio. And so Harley already got a little preview of the studio. So yeah. I think Harley now feels comfortable.
Yep.
Of course, I hope she didn't sniff the area where the previous two dogs have done their business.
Right.
Because you know how that works.
Wow, it's that time.
Once they know that it goes on in that one area, they all want to do it in that one area. Oh, you know how that works. It's the same reason LB kind of huddles over that spot when he walks in the morning.
I veer over there, yeah.
Yes, yes.
He's like a cat when they sniff something really intensely and their mouth's open. And you're like, what are you doing there, bud?
Hey, what's over here?
Did you see the story about the dog?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.